House Judiciary Committee order. Today is Thursday, June 1st, 2017. First item on the agenda is a work session on Senate Bill 95B.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, Senate Bill 95B requires licensed financial service professionals to report suspected financial exploitation of elderly persons and certain persons with a disability. There's a B9 amendment before you today. The B9 amendment makes two changes to the bill. First, the amendment modifies the manner in which the bill is enforced by replacing a violation proceeding in court with a civil penalty imposed by the agency. And second, the amendment modifies the definition of financial exploitation to include the use of funds for a purpose other than the support and maintenance of the vulnerable person without the person's consent. And so the consent piece is new. With the B9 amendments, Senate Bill 95B has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, I move the B9 amendments into Senate Bill 95B.
Vice Chair Williams moves the -9 amendments into Senate Bill 95B. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 95B as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Williams moves Senate Bill 95B as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
I carry it.
Representative Olson will be the carrier. Open a work session on Senate Bill 690A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 690A authorizes a person convicted of a felony or Class A misdemeanor to petition the court for a certificate of good standing and requires the state police to enter the issuance and any subsequent revocation of the certificate into the law enforcement data system. There's a -A4 amendment posted on NOLIS. I think you've heard this described at a previous public hearing. The amendment limits the issuance of certificates to persons convicted of a non-person crime, and it sunsets the law on January 2nd, 2022. With these amendments, Senate Bill 690A has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, I move the A4 amendments into Senate Bill 690A.
Representative Williamson moves the A4 amendments into Senate Bill 690A. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I'm opposed to the amendment.
Okay. Okay. Call the roll on the amendment, please.
Representative Gorsuch?
Yes.
Representative Greenwood?
No.
Representative
Yes.
Representative Post?
Yes.
Representative Sanchez?
Aye.
Representative Springer?
Aye.
Representative Stark?
Yes.
Representative Vile?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Williamson?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
Aye. Motion carries. Amendment is in.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 690A as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Williams moves Senate Bill 690A as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. And Representative Gorsuch will be our carrier. Open a work session on Senate Bill 714A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 714A applies to persons convicted of stalking or violating a court's stalking protective order and authorizes the court or the agency supervising the person to impose reasonable residency restrictions as a condition of supervision.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 714A to the House Committee on Rules.
Representative Williamson moves the Senate Bill 714A to the House Committee on Rules. Is there any discussion?
Is this without recommendation?
Without recommendation.
We're waiting on paperwork.
Any further discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Open a work session on Senate Bill 1055.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 1055 modifies divorce law involving members of the United States Armed Forces. There is a -4 amendment to the bill. The amendment allows the court to order visitation between the child of a deployed parent and a step-parent, grandparent, or other family member related to the child. The amendment directs the court to consider the factors listed in the third-party visitation statute, whether the visitation will facilitate contact with the deployed parent and the best interests of the child, while recognizing that both legal parents are presumed to act in the best interests of the child. With the -4 amendment, Senate Bill 1055 has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair, I move the -4 amendments into Senate Bill 1055.
Representative Williams moves the -4 amendments into Senate Bill 1055. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 1055 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves Senate Bill 1055 with the -4 amendments to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. And we'll ask Representative Evans to be the carrier of that bill. That was good. We made it. We'll be on for 2 o'clock. Anything further to go?
So I'm assuming no committee tomorrow. There's still a.
There is no Friday committee.
Yeah, it is posted.
Well, it's posted. Cancel
it. It's posted, but in just in case. But we expect it to be canceled. We did not expect it to be here. Any further? Okay.
Thank you. We need a photo.
Okay, we need a photo. We'll stand. We'll close the committee. Thank you, committee. Thank you for everybody for showing up again today.
Aaron, come here. Come here.